humility and worshiping of angels, intruding into those things which he hath not seen, vainly puffed up by his fleshly mind. You know, if they've not been born again, they don't know what we've seen. You know, and what we've seen, we know what we have in store. Don't let somebody try to talk you out of what you've got, because one day, if they're lucky, the Lord will call their name. You know, we don't choose him, he chose us. And if he don't choose you, what are we going to do? If he don't choose you, you're going to hell. So I just pray that if there's anybody out there that's lost, and if they hear that knock, that they answer the call. You know, and I'm just so thankful he waited on me.
Amen.
You know, he could have took me out of any woman. He does have his hand on all things. He is the mighty God.
Amen.
And I'm so thankful that I serve him. I don't serve the world no more. And the world don't have nothing for me.
Amen.
But God has everything. He gives me the energy to want to come to church. You know, and you know, I've been tired all week. It just felt like I couldn't hardly go. But on Sunday morning, it just feels like I've got energy.
Amen.
I feel the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
And I want to come to church.
Amen.
And I'm so thankful for that. I remember a time when I didn't want to come.
Amen.
I wanted to stay out there in the world. But I want to be here with my brothers and sisters. And I'm so thankful for this congregation. I'm thankful for my Lord, my Savior, that gave it all for me. I'm so thankful for him. I'm going to get Buford to go ahead and come up here and get us a song. And let's praise him.
Amen.
Let's lift him up above all things. That's what he deserves.
Praise the Lord. We do apologize for being late. Somebody pulled the fire on.
Number 113.
Yes, sir.
Christ our Redeemer died on the cross, died for the sin, paid all his dues, all who receive him, need never fear, for he will pass with a mask of all the fear.
Amen.
And I can just see it, just like you're standing right there, I see it, it's plain today.
Hey, I talked to him the whole time, brother. I talked to him the whole time.
Oh, that's blessed.
And you know, that's what he wants us to do. He wants us to talk to him.
Yeah.
You know, he is our Father. He wants to hear from us.
Yeah.
You know, and he wants our praises.
Yeah.
And I owe him my praises.
Yes,
I don't know about you all, but I feel in my heart that I owe him my praises.
Amen.
And I'm going to lift him up in every way that I can. You know, and he just lets me get out of bed and move. Hey, I praise him for that. If I have to roll out of bed to get on my feet, I'm going to praise him for that. At least I'm able to roll, get on my feet. You know. Yes, you know, we think. If I'm in my right mind, I'm praising him for that too.
Amen.
I praise him for this little church.
Yes.
You know, if it wasn't for the people that's here, for the prayers that went up for me, prayers went up for Bill, hey, we'd be on our way to hell.
You
know, we have a lot to praise him for this morning.
Yes.
And I'm going to praise him with everything I can.
Hallelujah.
You know, I can't speak the words, but he'll put them in my mouth. You know, and I'm praising him this morning. Whether anybody else wants to be with me to praise him, I'm praising him.
Praise
God, he saved my soul.
Amen.
I'm proud. I'm proud to be one of his Christians, one of his sons.
Amen.
I'm proud to be his son.
Amen.
And I can't praise him enough. You know, he's helped me through so many things.
Amen.
And I know he's going to help me through more.
Amen.
You know, he's building something here.
Amen.
You know, and I can't do it. I couldn't stop cussing on my own.
No.
People said, I'm trying to quit cussing. I know a man that can help you.
Amen.
You know, I know a man that can help you.
Yeah.
He can take it all away from you.
I know a man that can.
Amen.
And I'm just so thankful for the Lord this morning. Does anyone else have anything this morning? Praise the Lord. I'm looking for that day that she just walks in.
Amen.
I think if she ever walks through them doors right there,
yeah.
I think she'll be happy.
Amen.
You know, it may have took me a few services. I may have tried to run from him. But praise God, he got me.
Amen.
You know, something kept drawing me back.
Amen.
It wasn't the devil. I guarantee you that.
That's right.
You know, it was God.
Amen.
And I owe him the praises this morning. I'm so thankful for him.
Amen.
Amen. He picked me up out of the pits of hell.
Amen.
And if it's his will, I'm going to make it to heaven.
Amen.
You know, and I'm going to try to stay on that straight and narrow. You know, I don't want to veer off. I just want to go straight. If I do start to veer off, I want him to whip me. I want him to put me right back on the path I'm supposed to be on.
Amen.
Anybody got anything else? Can't give up. God didn't give up on me. He didn't give up on Bill. Didn't give up on Buford. But I'm just so thankful this morning. I'm going to turn it over to Brother Paul this morning.
Thank the Lord he didn't give up on me.
Yes,
he
does.
You know,
it is my prayer.
He rests below Rex to get me. And That's the way we ought to feel, though, you know it. I esteem our brother above herself. Paul said I was the chief, the worst of all of them. And, right there in chapter 9, I believe it is, the Bible said that when Ananias went over there, and he said he said the scales fell off. He said he arose, was baptized. And then they gave him meat. He was strengthened. What a God. It's new every day, ain't it? It's fresh every day. Appreciate the Lord. Anybody else got anything this morning? Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Boy, I tell you what, that's Bill struggling physically. Mm-hmm. And he's coming tonight, you're gonna pray, and he'll get in here and get to where he can. I said this right here, and I've preached a long time, and we said this right here a lot. I said, Bill, faith is a substance of things hoped for, evidence of things not seen. He said, Paul, I don't know what you mean. And I was so thankful he said that. And because you got to explain it where they can understand it. And I said this, I said, I wasn't there when they crucified the Lord. I didn't see it, but I believe it. And he began to understand it. And the devil is fighting him so because he'll touch other people.
Yeah, amen.
What we just heard right there. You can build his confidence in saying, I can pray for you now. Boy, ain't that good.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. I told a lot of people what happened Wednesday night. But the Lord was after him in the parking lot, at home, I'm sure, and in the parking lot. Mm-hmm. And he struggled with this right here. He said, I know I need to. And he didn't say it exactly like this, but he said, I know I need to pray. And he said, I feel like I need to go to the altar. He wanted to come and make a public confession. And I said, we can pray here. And he said, I feel like I need to go to the altar. Well, ain't that good?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Just one at a time. Lord gets them one at a time, don't he? And praise the Lord. Turn your Bibles if everybody's done this morning. I believe it's in Romans where I want to go. It is. It's Romans. Let me make sure. Yeah, Romans chapter number 12. All hearts and minds clear. Praise the Lord.
I don't want to get back, so we can go to church tonight.
right here.
Right here. We come to church and we was on the altar praying. The Lord told Gene, he said, if you'll let me, I'll take them cigarettes from you tonight. This very night. Gene Hall has not had a cigarette in his mouth from that day forward.
Praise the Lord.
I don't care what it is. If you'll live the life and you ask the Lord and you want rid of it, he'll take it.
Bless you, honey.
I know that for a very fact. He got it right here. I've never forgot that. I love the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
He's a good God.
Amen.
But we got, there's things that we have to do and stay faithful to the Lord for him to help us.
Amen.
When I go out of this church, I want to be out there what I am in here.
Amen.
Because I, just like Brother Buford was talking, I do not want to bring a reproach on the church.
Amen.
If I say I'm living it, you can guarantee this girl's living it.
Bless you, honey. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Boy, that was something he said this morning, wasn't it? The up there tuning that big grand piano. That big old bar sitting over there. He said, you get these people drunk, and he said they'll spend a lot of money. Well, that's bad, ain't it?
Yeah.
That, I mean, that ain't no good. And the thing about it is, when I was lost, and as Rex Garber says, wasn't nothing but a drunk, I know better. Donnie, I know better than you. That's what kept me from it, I guess, from coming to the Lord. I know there's some things that wasn't right. But old fella said one time, Ray Fletcher, I think we was talking one time, said, well, I ain't coming here, there, where it was, and a bunch of hypocrites down there. And he said two things. He said, well, come on, one more will hurt. Or he said this, well, come on and show them how it really works. Paul said, follow me as I follow Christ. Don't do as I say, do as I... Follow me as I follow Christ. And like Sammy said, if I get out there somewhere and you see me straying or you see me, you come to me, you help me. We're in this together to make heaven our home.
Amen.
And but I want you to, right here in this scripture right here, and I didn't know what was going to happen at work today, but the Lord already gave me this before sometime in the week. Bless you, Rex. Praise the Lord.
Bless you, Rex.
Something got a hold of him.
Yeah. Your Uncle Bill and another friend of mine was the first with the first. And they always listen to gospel music at last while we're eating.
12 to 1.
Long time was right in big church that day. And the church was down below where Mom and Dad did the week. And I told Dad, I'm going to go to church for us. I said, Ron invited me to come down there, and we started down there and we passed with Daddy, Mom went to church. I said, look, this stop here. And we went in, both of them got saved before.
Praise the Lord. Amen. What a change he's made, guys, over the years. Romans chapter number 12, verse number 1. He said, I beseech you, brethren, or I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies
a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Pay close attention to verse 2. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what that is good and acceptable and perfect will of God. You may be seated this morning in the house of God. But I want to look this morning at verse number 2. And I got to thinking about this for the last few days. But he said, be ye not conformed to this world, but be ye therefore transformed. And if you'll look up and down the road here, you'll see a power line going to every home up and down this road. Thank you, brother. But every now and then, you'll see a transformer out there. It's a round metal container that the wire's hooked to, and it continues on. And we know them as transformers. What that does, you can, I'm not going to get into all the coils and all that stuff that's in the transformer, but over the years, I've seen transformers explode. I mean, you know, you look down the road, and here's a church. You look down the road here, and here's a church. You look down the road here, and here's a church. You look down the road, and here's a church. They're places where people are transformed. I never forget over on Fireground Road, In probably the middle 90s, we was working there on the left in the OLE Cox's building right there on the left. I was in there painting concrete trucks. Over yonder on the other side of the parking lot of Magnavox, there was a transformer exploded. And I happened to be standing there that day, and it was daylight. And I seen a flash, and about maybe two or three seconds, I felt the percussion off of that thing, or the repercussion off of that thing. And every now and then, guys, down through life, transformers will blow up. And what causes that is there's an overload in there. There's not an overload, but there's a weakness in that transformer. And when that transformer is exploded, it has to be replaced. It has to be fixed. Now, he calls us out of darkness. He calls us out of sin, and he sets us in that marvelous light, the light of the Word of God, the light of the gospel. He said, "Be ye not conformed to this world." Don't let the world shape you. Don't let the world make you what you are. But don't be conformed to this world, but be ye therefore transformed by the renewing of your mind, and to know what the will of God is in your life. The will of God is for every person to become saved and born again and be with him in heaven one day. It's not God's will that any perish, but all come to repentance. Paul said, I beseech you therefore, brethren, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, which is our reasonable service. That's reasonable, ain't it? Let God have control of your life. Let God get you out of bed. Let God lay you down. Let God walk with you. Let God talk with you. And if you'll do that, you won't let this world conform you. But going to the house of God and listening to teaching and preaching and singing and worshiping in the house of God, it'll transform you. It'll make something out of you. And Paul calls it this. He said it's a new creation, a new creature, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Don't be conformed
conformed to this world, but be ye therefore transformed by the renewing of your mind. There's transformers all up and down the roads everywhere you look. There's a church on every corner, and a lot of them's blown up. A lot of them, just like a natural transform, they've blown up, and they're not there anymore. They're just a memory. But thank God this morning, be ready. We have the sure foundation, which is the gospel of God, the gospel of Christ. And Psalms 11:3 says this, I believe. He said, if the foundation be destroyed, what would the righteous do? I tell you what the righteous would do. We would not be conformed by this world, but we would be transformed by the renewing of our mind. What do you mean, pray God? I'm glad one day God changed my mind. Brother, when he changed my mind, I allowed him to change my heart. He wanted in. He said, I'm standing at the door knocking, and if any man will hear my voice and open the door, I'll come in. And boy, that's when the transformation began. It's when I let the Lord inside of my heart and my life, and realized without him I was on my way to hell. But thank God this morning, brother, don't be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, and knowing what the will of God is. What is the will of God? Is to be in his house, to be where you can learn, and you can be transformed, your mind can be changed, and your heart can be changed, and you can begin your walk and your journey with the Lord.
Amen.
Now turn to the book of Daniel with me this morning. I'm going to show you something right here that'll help you if you let it. We lived up there on Snaps Ferry Road about 28 years ago, 25 years ago, a long time ago. And we wouldn't notice it. We'd notice it sometimes, but you'd see the lights. They'd get dim, and then they'd get real bright. They'd get dim, they'd get even brighter than the really 100 watt, you know, they'd get brighter than that for just a split second. Did you ever notice on your headlights on your car when you change it from dim to bright, if you hold it for just a second, they're brighter than they are on bright? You ever notice, you ever been in church, and boy, sometimes the Spirit of God comes through and it gets brighter than normal. It gets gooder than good. I mean, just for that little while, boy, and you really enjoy the things. And I've wondered, as I held that back on my signal light, if I held that back and that light was so much brighter, I wonder how long I could hold it till it burned it out. Be ye not conformed to this world, but be ye therefore transformed by the renewing of your mind. What to know the will and the peace and the perfect will of God is. I tell you what it is. It's for God to let us and allow us to be used of him and being transformed into the likeness of his son. His son, the Bible said, the word became flesh and dwelled among us, and we beheld his glory. I tell you why I believe he became like us. He became like man. He knew what temptation was. He knew what suffering was. He was a man acquainted with grief and all things like that. But there's something about him, guys. I'm telling you, don't you want to be more like him? Be you transformed by the renewing of your mind. I pray God, think right. If you think right, you'll do right. You get it in your mind and in your heart to do the will of God. It'll change you just like that transformer does. Daniel chapter number 1. I thought about this all week. I don't know how long. I thought of it enough a time or two that it's made me weak. You get my drift. But here was a time in the book of Daniel. Here was a time that people were being led away. They had been brought from their original origin. They'd been brought to a place where that they were going to be put in bondage. They were going to be trained by the Chaldeans. They were going to be trained by other people, and by training them, they would be servants unto them. And if they trained them, they'd be like them. And when they run their course, and these came up, they would train others. So that's kind of a type of transformation here in this story that I'm fixing to read right here. But God shows us a picture of our faith being tried. God shows us a picture this morning how that God used these individuals right here not to let the world shape them, not to let the world form them, but put their faith and their trust in God and end up a whole lot better off than it was in the beginning. Right here in chapter number 1 of the book of Daniel, we see here that Daniel and Meshach and Shadrach and Abednego, they were noticed to be kind of unique guys. They were just different people, and when they realized who they were and the difference that was in them, they proved themselves that God was using them more than the magicians, more than the enchanters, more than the other was in that realm. And I'm saying this morning, if we'll let God transform us, God will use us in this world. Got called in this morning to pull the fire alarm. I walked around the building and one of the CNAs met me and with tears, broken heart, said, "Paul, please tell your church to pray for..." I'm not going to mention her name, but she's in bad shape. Stage 4, bad shape. And even though I had my church clothes on, at the same time, you go tomorrow with your blue jeans on and a shirt or whatever, there'll be somebody, if the Lord allows me, to say, "I want you to remember so-and-so in prayer." Remember, it ain't the outward appearance, brother. It's what's on the inside. It's people that know who you are and who you stand for. And I said all that to say this. I went around the other side of the building and met the devil. Need this, need that, do this, do that. I said, "Honey, I'll look at it first thing in the morning, going to church. I need to stop by one of the transformers." Passed a lot of transformers on the way to work, or on the way to church, on the way to work. But God, this so happened, is God is connected to this transformer now. What I'm trying to do is trying to take what God gives me and let God relay it to me and give it to me and give it to, and then turn right around and give it back to you. And God uses us all to be transformed and to be creations and creators of creations of the Creator, and worship God in spirit and in truth, and be something different in this world. Let's go on right here. Verse number, let's start reading chapter 1, verse number 10. He said, "And the prince of the eunuchs said to Daniel, I fear my lord, my lord the king, who hath appointed your meat and your drink. For why should he see your faces worse likening than the children which are of your sorts? Then shall you make me endanger my head to the king." See what it was in this in this making of people, in this training of people, in this bringing them up, to bring people up, they were to eat what the king set forth, what the meat that the king set forth, and the drink that the king set forth. And if you'd done that, then you'd be well nourished, you'd grow up, and you'd be as healthy as a horse, as the old saying was. And that was the plan, and that's the plan of the devil, had to set you a plate and me a plate, and eat what's on it, and that conforms us to this world. But if we'll change our mind and let God change our heart, and not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, you can be like Daniel, that refused the king's meat. Let me tell you what happened is. Do you ever complain about the light in your house? If it's too bright or too dim, you fix it. I mean, I know people, they complain about their light bills. But I tell you, I still make a joke out of it. We go down the road of a night, and we'll pass the house, and every light in the house is on. And my daddy would, my mom, we was brought up, pray God, when you leave the room, turn the lights out. You go down to the house of God and every light in the house. That Paul and him was up yonder when he preached that night, and that boy fell out at midnight. There was a lot of light in the upper room. I see a lot of lights, but ain't nobody home. You heard that old saying, the lights is on, ain't nobody home. You leave the lights on of a night to when you're gone to try to warn people and let them think you'll park your car and you'll put all kinds of signals out there that there's somebody in there. Hey, this morning, I'm going to tell you, hey, you might be listening this morning. The lights may be home. The lights may be on and you might not be in there. Lights is on. There ain't nobody home. But in verse 10, there was the man over this. He said, "I tell you what, Daniel, if you fellas don't eat this, you're gonna put my life in danger. You're putting my life in danger if you don't eat what the king told me to give you." And look at verse number 11. Then said Daniel to Belshazzar, who was the prince of the eunuchs, sent over Daniel, Hetzah, Micah, and Azar. He said, verse 12, he said, "Prove thy servants, I beseech thee, 10 days. Let them give us pulse to eat and water to drink." He said, "I tell you what, Mr. Foreman," he said, "I tell you what," he said, "I know that you got a lot at stake. I know that your life's in danger." He said, "But I want you to do something for me." He said, "Give us pulse and water. Give us vegetables. Give us pulse and water for 10 days. And let's just see what happens." And somehow through the miraculous hand of God, this was allowed. And this is what took place. Here is an example, guys, where that men wouldn't be conformed to this world, but were transformed by the renewing of their mind. What do you mean, transformed by the renewing of your mind? That's what God told me and you when we go out yonder, not to meditate on what we're going to say when we get there, because we don't know what the question is or what's going to arise in our heart. That's why we study to show ourselves approved, a workman rightly dividing the word of God, not ashamed. I'm telling you guys, if you let God work in your life, God will prove himself to you. Amen. Daniel said, "Give us pulse and water for 10 days. Water to drink." Verse number 13 said, "Then let our countenance be looked upon before thee, and the countenance of the children that eat the portion of the king's meat, as thou seest. Deal with thy servant." They said, "You let us eat pulse and water." You can look it up. It was vegetables and water. They, I mean, just tossing water, and you let them eat the meat, you let them eat the filet mignon, and let them eat the leg of lamb, whatever they want to eat, for 10 days, and then line us all up after 10 days and look at all of our countenance and tell which one's the best. This happened, guys. In verse number 15, at the end of 10 days, their countenance appears fire and fattier, or better looking in flesh than all the children which did eat the portion of the king's meat. Line them up there, and those men that had eat pulse and drank water, their countenance looked better than the one that had eat the king's meat. Papa always told me when I was trading, when I was growing up, he said, don't you never trade with a man who won't look you in the face. And then we come down to the house of God, I can see what you've been eating. He said, our fathers and our mothers have eaten sour grapes, and her children stick their sit on age. What is the signs of eating sour grapes? It's a sour look on your face. He said, try us for 10 days and see whose countenance looks the best. I've had them roll their eyes at me, scrub their shoulders at me, and everything else while I was preaching. You know why? They ain't eating right. About 7 o'clock last night, fried chicken, mashed taters and biscuits, and pork. I said, Luke, thank you for that good supper. Why'd you thank her? Because she fixed it. I didn't. These men right here, these individuals right here, they said, you try us for 10 days and see what kind of transformation takes place. Try us for 10 days and see what our countenance looks like. I tell you what it'll look like. God's youngins should always look better than the world. Verse number 15, and at the end of 10 days, their countenance, their appearance, fairer and fattier, which means better looking in flesh than to the children which did eat the portion of the king's meat. And verse number 16 said, thus Melzar took away the portion of their meat and the wine that they should drink and gave them pulse. Just give me some beans and water. You know what I went to craving the other night? Soup, beans, green onions. You know what I had Thursday night? Beans and onions. Took away these men's portion of the king's meat and his wine and their drink. Took that away from them and give them beans to eat. Verse 17, as for these four children, God gave them knowledge and skill and all learning and wisdom, and Daniel had understanding in all visions and dreams. Look out, coming out, Joseph, that coat of many colors. Hey, old dreamer. Hey, dreamer, what do you got on your mind now? The only thing I know is one of these days, he said, one of these days the corn's going to bow. One of these days you'll see what I'm talking about. I may be gone, but by the grace of God, and I hope by the mercies of God, one day you'll bow to it. Be ye not conformed to this world, but be ye therefore transformed by the renewing of your mind. I know transformers have blown up all over the country, and then the effects of it, and the repercussion off of it is that there's damage and all kinds of things. Some people love to see it. I hate it. God help us to get along. God help us to not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of our mind, and don't what the perfect will of God is. I tell you what it is, guys. It's this right here I've got in my hand, in your hand. It's the Word of God. And when the Word of God gets inside you, it'll transform you. Amen. Just like Bucks Buford said Sunday school, I still look the same. A lot of people do, but I don't. Hair down on my back and the beard plumb down to my back. I don't, I still got the same name, but God changed me. Amen. Seen a picture the other day, here a while back, out there on that chopper, a little old pair of blue jean shorts on, no shirt. I thought, my God, who is that? It was me. That's back when I was eating the king's meat and drinking his drink. And after, praise God, I got on the good old sustainable things of God, it changed everything about you. Amen. Try us 10 days. Try it 10 days. Look right here. Verse number 18. He said, now at the end of the days that the king said he should bring them in, then the prince of the eunuchs brought them in before Nebuchadnezzar. Now here is the inspector. Here is the world looking at you. You're the one that expected for them to be trained like Nebuchadnezzar wanted them to be trained. You got to feed them right. You got to raise them right, the world says. Did you ever see a day that we're living in, you can't correct your children anymore? Children suing their parents? Have you ever heard such a thing? Have you ever heard such a thing that you're going to let your youngin' grow up and put on the birth certificate whether they're male or female? My God, this world's gone crazy. And if you line them up, boys, you can tell, you can spot them immediately. You know what they've been eating. Bring them in, line them up, I don't look at them. Verse number 19 said, the king communed with them. He found nobody like Daniel. He found nobody like Hananiah, Michael, and Isaiah. Therefore stood they before the king. When they brought these men in, when they brought these individuals in, praise God, the king hadn't seen nothing like that before. Wonder what the one that was over giving them the provision of the food thought. I'm taking a big risk right here giving you fellas beans and water when these boys over here is eating meatloaf and steak and leg of lamb and all kinds of stuff. I'm taking a big chance to give you the beans and water, but when they brought them forth, look what happened. Verse 20, and in all matters of wisdom and understanding that the king inquired of them, he found them 10 times better than all the magicians, astrologers that were in his realm. Daniel said, give me 10 days, beans and water. Give me 10 days. Of beans and water, and you let yours have the meat and the drink. You let them have at the end of the day. I'm going to tell you something out there, guys. I'll guarantee the lost will notice the difference. 10 times better. They were 10 times better. They was healthier looking. Their countenance was different. They had a whole different outlook. They had a whole different opportunity. Why was that? Because they wasn't being conformed by this world, but they was being transformed by the renewing of their mind. God said, try me and see if I won't prove what I said. There ain't a word in here that God said that he wouldn't do and he didn't do. I believe this morning, guys. God, somebody said, preacher, you all that? No. But God helped me to be transformed. God helped me to be changed. God helped me to be different than this guinea-headed world out there. Be you transformed by the renewing of your mind and know what the perfect will of God is. And I'll tell you what will happen, guys. There'll become a time in your day and a time in your life as somebody will recognize that. And brother, and God will use you in such a way that he'll not use this other crowd. Ten times better. Would you like to be 10 times better than you are right now? I would. I'd settle for 5 times better. Well, let me back up just a little bit. I'd settle for 3 times, just some kind of improvement. Just a little better at something that I'm not doing. Maybe a little better at my study time. Maybe a little better at my secret prayer time. Maybe a little bit better of taking time for others and praying with others. Whatever it is, I just do a little bit better because of the transformation that God has allowed in our lives. Transformers everywhere up and down the road. Wherever you're a part of, let God transform you and renew your mind. And I'll guarantee you, you can't do nothing but to get better. My job is to persuade men, is to trust God. For 10 days. Trying for 10 days. Listen. Read. Let me challenge you this morning. Whether you love to do it of a night or the morning or the middle of the day, I like to do it of a morning. Read every morning for 10 days. Set you a time during the day you're going to pray. If you do it of a morning, read your Bible of a morning, and I'm not bragging, I pray 3 or 4 times a day, but set aside a time in your life that you're going to take time for God, and I promise you, after 10 days, you'll be a better person. You'll have a better outlook on everything around you. Now stand to your feet. Try it for 10 days. Deb, I seen that picture the other day. You're up yesterday or the other day. A woman had a little sack on her head. Bobbing on her head. I don't know who it was. The only thing I seen the light was on, it wasn't about home. Get together, get involved in the house of God, in the things of